Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Irreplaceable: How AI Changes Everything and Nothing in Teaching and Learning by Maya Bialik and Peter Nilsson, is a practical education book about how artificial intelligence is reshaping schools without replacing the core human work of teaching. Written for educators and school leaders, it addresses a fast-moving topic with a notably balanced tone. Rather than treating AI as either a miracle solution or an existential threat, the book argues that sound teaching principles still matter most. Its purpose is to help readers understand where AI can genuinely support instruction, planning, feedback, and classroom operations, while also clarifying what should remain firmly grounded in human judgment, relationships, and professional expertise. Public descriptions of the book show a clear structure focused on AI for teachers, AI for students, and AI for the classroom. And that organization reflects its central promise to give educators a usable framework for integrating new tools thoughtfully. In that sense, the book belongs to the growing field of AI in education, but distinguishes itself through its emphasis on practical application and enduring educational values. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a balanced view beyond fear and hype. One of the book's most important contributions is its refusal to reduce AI in education to simple optimism or panic. Bialik and Nilsson position AI as a major change agent, but not one that overturns everything educators know about good teaching and learning. This balance matters because much public discussion about AI swings between claims that it will revolutionize schools overnight and warnings that it will destroy authentic learning. The book instead treats AI as a tool that must be understood in context. That framing gives educators permission to be curious without being naive and cautious without becoming paralyzed. The core message is that established principles such as clear goals, meaningful feedback, strong relationships, and sound instructional design still remain central. AI may accelerate tasks, generate options, and increase access to support, but it does not remove the need for teacher judgment or student thinking. This measured stance appears to be one reason the book has been well received. It gives readers language for navigating uncertainty while keeping attention on what actually improves learning. In a crowded field of technology books, that steadiness makes the argument more credible and more useful for practitioners who need guidance rather than slogans. Secondly, AI as a practical assistant for teachers. A major theme of the book is the idea that AI can function as a practical assistant for teachers in several distinct areas of work. Public summaries highlight research, planning, and feedback as central categories. This is significant because those tasks consume a large share of teacher time and often create the conditions for overload. By framing AI as an assistant rather than a replacement, the book directs attention to workflow improvement. Teachers might use AI to gather background information, brainstorm instructional ideas, draft lesson components, or generate starting points for feedback. The emphasis is not on handing over professional responsibility, but on reducing friction in routine processes so that educators can focus more energy on higher value decisions. This approach also fits the author's broader concern with improving teachers' working conditions and supporting creative, effective practice. In that sense, the book is not just about technology adoption. It is also about protecting teacher capacity and helping professionals make better use of their time. The practical orientation appears to be one of its strongest features, since descriptions and endorsements repeatedly note usable ideas and easy-to-apply guidance. For readers, the takeaway is clear: AI becomes most valuable when it supports the real work teachers already do well. Thirdly, AI for students without weakening student agency. Another important topic is the role of AI in student learning. The book's structure, as described in public materials, includes AI as a learning assistant and a doing assistant for students. That distinction suggests the authors are attentive to both support and risk. On one hand, AI can help students access explanations, clarify directions, receive immediate assistance, and work through ideas in a more personalized way. On the other hand, if used carelessly, it can short-circuit the very struggle, decision-making, and reflection that lead to genuine learning. This is where the theme of student agency becomes central. Related commentary connected to the book emphasizes keeping students in the driver's seat and balancing technological support with human judgment. That is a meaningful contribution because one of the biggest questions in AI-rich classrooms is not whether students can use these tools, but how they can use them without surrendering ownership of their thinking. The book appears to encourage educators to design learning experiences where AI supports understanding rather than substitutes for effort. Such a stance aligns with long-standing educational concerns about independence, metacognition, and critical thinking. In practical terms, it helps schools move beyond cheating debates toward a more constructive conversation about what responsible and educationally sound AI use should look like. Fourthly, classroom and school efficiency without losing human judgment. The book also expands the conversation beyond instruction alone by addressing AI for the classroom environment, including administrative and teaching support. This matters because the impact of AI in schools is not limited to student assignments or lesson planning. Administrative burdens, communication tasks, organizational routines, and preparation work all shape the quality of teaching and learning. By including roles such as administrative assistant and teaching assistant, the book acknowledges that AI can influence the everyday systems around instruction. That broader frame makes the book more realistic. Educators do not experience technology in isolated moments. They experience it across a full professional workload. At the same time, the authors appear careful not to suggest that efficiency is the same as improvement. Faster processes are helpful only when they still serve educational goals. Human judgment remains necessary to decide what should be automated, what should be reviewed carefully, and what should remain deeply personal. This is especially relevant in education, where communication, assessment, and classroom decisions carry ethical and relational weight. The book's value lies in recognizing both sides of the equation. Schools can gain time and flexibility through AI support, but they must avoid letting convenience dictate pedagogy. That combination of efficiency and restraint is one of the book's defining ideas. Lastly, what remains irreplaceable in teaching and learning? The title points to the book's deepest argument. Even as AI changes many visible aspects of education, some elements of teaching and learning remain fundamentally irreplaceable. Public descriptions consistently stress that what works in education still matters. This theme likely serves as the anchor for the entire book. It reminds readers that relationships, trust, professional judgment, ethical discernment, and the human dimensions of motivation and care cannot be reduced to automated outputs. In practice, that means AI may help draft materials, suggest activities, or support feedback cycles. But it cannot fully assume the role of the teacher who understands a specific learner, a classroom culture, or a moment that requires empathy and nuance. It also means learning itself remains more than task completion. Students need opportunities to think, question, create, revise, and develop identity and agency. The book stands out because it does not present this human core as a nostalgic defense against innovation. Instead, it treats enduring educational values as the very standard by which AI should be evaluated. That is a strong and useful position. It gives educators a framework for deciding when AI use strengthens teaching and when it risks weakening the human foundations that make education meaningful in the first place. In conclusion, Irreplaceable is best suited for K-12 educators, instructional coaches, school leaders, and others responsible for helping schools respond wisely to rapid developments in AI. It is especially valuable for readers who want practical guidance without being pushed toward either techno-enthusiasm or blanket rejection. The book offers a realistic benefit that many titles in this category miss. It connects AI use to the daily realities of teaching. Instead of speaking in abstract predictions, it focuses on concrete domains such as planning, feedback, student support, and classroom management. That makes it useful for professionals who need decisions and frameworks, not just opinions. Intellectually, the book helps readers think more clearly about what AI can do and what it should not be allowed to displace. Practically, it helps teachers consider how these tools might reduce workload, increase creative options, and support more responsive instruction. What makes it stand out is its insistence that innovation should be measured against enduring principles of good education. Many books about AI focus mainly on disruption. This one appears to focus on discernment. By keeping human judgment, student agency, and strong teaching at the center, it offers a more durable perspective than trend-driven commentary. For educators looking for a grounded entry point into AI in education, it is a timely and credible resource. If you would like to support Maya Bialik, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.